to Steve Barish and the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Sorry I'm a couple minutes late. I'm out of state and trying to have some fun and wanted to call in and talk and say hello. I don't have any of the phone numbers with me, but if you're on the internet, you can certainly see them. So please give me a call in and we can talk.
Would you like me to give them out?
Yes.
The number is 888-815-9756.
Great. Good. What I'd like to do is talk this evening on the different things that are happening and what I've gone through in the last 10 years that I really haven't spoke about. I've been on the air for about a year and almost a year and a half now. And I wanted to discuss the Sphinx and let you know that I have been inside the Sphinx. I remote viewed the Sphinx. I went through the inner portion of the Sphinx. The Hall of Records are in the Sphinx. They are in blue sapphire. It took me about 2 years to get into the center room. It had an obelisk on the wall. I was not allowed to enter until I was ready to enter. And it was really a lot of fun. So what I can tell you is that they do have the Hall of Records. They know where it is. I don't know if they've been able to get in there or not, but I did. I waited patiently for 2 years till the obelisk thought I was mature enough to be able to handle to see what I saw. Anyhow, this evening, there's a lot of stuff that we can talk about, but what I'd like to do, there were a couple people that had called in before, I had called in. So if they feel like calling back, please do. What I do is that I heal people. This is something that, happens naturally for me. And I'm willing to do that this evening. So if anybody is out there that needs my help, please don't hesitate to call in. I am live and I am here. I'm out of state, but I'm willing to talk to you. Anyhow, the Hall of Records that I saw were basically very, very beautiful. The sapphire is the same sapphire that I saw when I was taken on a chariot ride. And the chariot ride took me up to a blue sapphire chair. And I don't know why everything is in blue sapphire, but there must be a reason for it, because in the Torah, the five books of Moses, as Ezekiel was taking his ride, he also saw the chariot, and he also saw the chair, which was pure blue sapphire. So I'm not saying that I have anything like Ezekiel. I'm just saying that I did see the blue sapphire chair. It had ancient Hebrew writing on it. I was allowed to sit on the chair. A lot transpired at that particular time. The chair was gigantic. I felt like an ant on this chair. And, it was really beautiful. I was allowed to stay there for about 3 or 4 minutes. And the chariot took me back down to earth. That was a period of time, when I was in, synagogue and praying, every morning. From 6 to 7 o'clock in the morning, sometimes from 7 to 8 in the morning. So there was a lot going on at that particular time in my life, and I was doing a lot of meditation with it, so there was a lot happening at that time, and, I was really lucky to be able to see that and to be able to go through that. I was very happy with that. I did that twice. I've seen the Ark of the Covenant. I have been in the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant, absolutely beautiful. The inside of the Ark, is a completely different universe. It's extremely powerful, and it was really a lot of fun being in there. I was in there for about 30 days, and what I saw was absolutely beautiful. I can't discuss it, but I can tell you that the Ark is actually real, and that it's just absolutely magnificent to see. I was very surprised to see it for the past 10 years when I started seeing it, the Ark did open up. I was allowed to go in, and the light in there was extremely strong, very, very brilliant. And as I said, it was a completely different universe. There are things that we need to discuss about, but that's one of the things that I'm not really allowed to talk about until it's time to talk about it. And I haven't got the okay, so I can't really discuss that. The room, the Polo Records, it's really beautiful. As I said, all the walls, including the ceiling, including the floors, including the side walls, are all blue sapphire. And it was told to me that it was the Hall of Records. The pyramid, the large Cheops, was really beautiful. I was put in the sarcophagus, and the sarcophagus, there was a lot going on in there. I did see inside of the pyramid actually turn to transparency. There was a lot going on in terms of light and color. What happened was, I don't really know. All I did was see everything turning transparent. There was writing, but I couldn't understand it. And hopefully at some point in my life, I'll be able to understand what was shown me and why I was shown it. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But that was really beautiful to see. In the bottom of the pyramid, there is a large hole which goes to the Well of Souls. I was down inside there. I saw people touching me. Why I'm taken there and why I'm doing things, I don't understand. But that's where I've been taken in the last 10, 15 years that I've been doing energy work. I've been doing it for over 35 years, actually 34 years. So it's stuff that I've done. As soon as I got finished there, the healing became a lot more powerful, and I'm willing to help a lot of people, no matter what it takes for my life, to be able to do the best I can. It's really a lot of fun working with people and to be able to discuss with people things that have happened in my life to give me more strength, to give me an idea of where all this energy is coming from. I've never been a mystic. I never claimed to be a mystic. All I know is that there's a lot of mystic stuff happening for me. A lot of it is mentioned in the Kabbalah. More of it is mentioned in the Zohar. So there's a lot of information out there that there really is transpiring. And I'm very lucky to say that for some odd reason it's being granted to me, and I'm able to see that quite well, and believe it or not, quite easy. So that's what I'm all about. That's what I do. It's tremendous energy, and I love it. I live to help people. I try to do the best I can, and it's really a lot of fun. Fred Bell introduced me to his nuclear receptor probably about 10 years ago, and I bought one that was quite interesting. I bought a silver one, and it was quite beautiful. And I also had a blue sapphire stone in that also. Blue sapphire is for the heart, and I've had some heart issues in my life, so that was what I was told to wear. And so it's been a pleasure wearing that for the first 8 years. I never changed the stone, and I never changed the silver for gold. but in the 11th year, I did change over, the 9th year, I did change over to an 18-karat gold necklace, and I had a diamond, and I think 2 years after that, I was able to put on the purvey and put the diamond back in the center. The nuclear receptor is extremely, extremely powerful. It's a lot of fun to wear, and it's a lot of fun to do some wonderful work with it. When I first bought the blue sapphire and the silver necklace, within the first week when I was wearing it, I was in actually the same place where I'm at now, Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. And I was walking on the trails, and what happened was is that on the trails itself, I was able to see black pouring out of my back, and the black was all the X-rays that I had gotten a hold of, and it really, really does work. So I know that Fred and I have been doing a lot of work together, experimental work. And it really, really does pay off in the long run. I'm looking forward to getting the pyramid to sleep under, getting that. I'm getting the things along with it to use it. So it should be a lot of fun. And it should be really, really a lot. Should be a lot of fun. But anyhow, what's going on this evening is that we're having a good time in terms of being out here and enjoying the weather. Just really, really beautiful, and I'm really, really enjoying myself. I needed a little rest, so I'm down here getting as much as I possibly can. What I'm doing now, basically, is that with the massages that I'm doing, with the projectors in the room is becoming a lot more powerful in terms of energy. A couple weeks ago, I was working with a client, and the energy that was coming in the room was a liquid form of energy. It felt liquidy, it looked liquid, and it filled the complete room. So it was really a lot of fun, and we enjoyed ourselves tremendously. It's been really, really wonderful working with Fred, and it's really wonderful working on the energy of other people that's created through healing. And we were able to do that. I'm able to do that as well as I possibly can right now. And that energy is coming straight direct from heaven, and it's been really wonderful to use, and it seems to be working very well. So if anybody needs to call in for some healing, please don't hesitate to call me this evening, and I'm more than happy to help you. The weather down here is cool, and swimming is a lot of fun. And so I'm having a good time and trying to relax a little bit. So the massages that I'm doing are all energy work. What I'm able to do is to transfer energy from heaven right over to the people. And it seems really beautiful. In the room, I've been able to see the angels. I've had Mother Mary in the room. I've had Moses in the room. I've had tremendous energy that's filled the room with a lot, a tremendous amount of energy. I've had the Andromedans in the room. I've been taken to Andromeda. There's a lot that's happening right now. The energy coming in is extremely strong and extremely capable of doing whatever it needs to be done in terms of energy. It's really incredible and a lot of fun. Being balanced is so important. Being grounded is so important. And that's what I do. I can balance and ground people through the energy. And it seems to be working very well. As I say, I've been on the radio show for a year and a half, and it seems to be getting better all the time. So that's the fun part of what I'm doing. that's the fun part of being able to work with people and doing the best that I possibly can. It's so much fun to work with people. It's so much fun. Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
I'm glad to connect with you.
Who's this calling?
This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. How you doing, dear? What
Good.
Can I help you with?
Last week you helped me in releasing some dark energy from possible sexual abuse from my past, and I struggle with pretty paralyzing anxiety in the morning. That is getting better,
yes.
But I'd like to get some more healing from you. I so appreciate your help.
Yeah, I'm looking at your central tendon or your diaphragm, and there's a lot of anxiety in there.
Yeah.
So what's happening right now, I'll tell you what's going on, honey, so you'll know. Your heart is opening up. You should be able to feel that going down your arms. Your legs are a little blocked. That should be opening up in about 20 seconds or so.
Okay.
So just bear with me, honey, because we're going to be giving a lot of energy very quickly. You should be feeling your head clearing now. Can you feel that?
Yeah, it does feel better.
Just allow the energy to go where it needs to go, honey. What I'm doing, I'm out of the way. I'm just telling you what's happening with the energy that's entering your body. Your diaphragm, there's a lot of emotion in the diaphragm, and that's where it's being headed right now. So give us a couple seconds here, and you should be able to feel it. Just let yourself go, honey. You have to trust yourself and let go. That's it. I'm going deeper and deeper into the diaphragm for you. We're going to be opening that up. Good. I'm going right into the energy, into the dark side of the energy here for you. We're going to be clearing it out. How does it feel to you, dear?
It's interesting. I felt totally deflated, and I see a very soupy pea green color.
Yes.
Like a lining.
Yes. Allow that to come out, honey.
Okay.
What we're doing is moving an awful lot of energy. I know you're not used to this kind of energy. And also what we're doing is we're hitting multidimensional levels in the diaphragm that have been causing you a lot of trouble for years.
Yes.
So I'm going right into the bottom part, into the deepest depth that I can possibly get to you this evening. And I am almost down to the bottom of the diaphragm. I'm looking at a white light at the bottom of the diaphragm right now. So what we're going to do, we're going to open that up. That's it. That's coming up through the diaphragm. You should feel the energy opening up all through your body. Can you feel that?
I think so.
Good, honey. You're going to be opening up an awful lot, so just accept it. Yes, the diaphragm is clear. It's filling up with pure white light. Your whole body is starting to fill up with pure white light. Just allow that to overflow yourself. Allow all that love to come in. Yes, I hear you. I'm being told to tell you, you have to be gentle with yourself.
Yeah. I'm not
Do you have a problem gentle?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a problem being gentle with yourself?
Yes, I do.
Good. What we need to do, honey, is just allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to relax. That's it. Just allow yourself to relax. You're doing fine. That's great. You should be able to feel your feet tingling. Can you feel that?
My what?
Can you feel your feet tingling?
They feel I'm very aware of my feet.
Yes.
My arch is here.
Yes. All right. What I would like you to do, if it's possible to do this, what I want you to do is take, right in front of you, Jim, there is a white sphere of light. It's like a funnel of white light. I need you to step right in there.
Okay.
Just move very slowly. That's it. Good. Good. Just stand there a minute. That's it. How does that feel to you?
Good. Good.
Good, honey. That energy is just filling you. That's directly from heaven. I'm looking right at it. This is beautiful. It's really, really pretty. Good. You should feel better all over right now. How do you feel?
I feel good. I was just thinking how so much better this past week was after speaking with you last week.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to another week of feeling even better. Thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome. It's interesting that you're mentioning that because it's wonderful to feel that kind of energy, and I think you'll be feeling a lot better.
Thank you so much.
What you need to do is to trust yourself.
Uh-huh.
Allow yourself to let go as much as you possibly can.
Okay.
Okay, it's really important to do. You need to trust yourself. You need to be gentle with yourself, okay? And try not to judge too many people.
Yeah.
You seem to be, you run into that once in a while?
I do, and I've been thinking about it actually quite a bit today. As soon as I start judging, I'm quickly shown, you know, my own pain and why I'm
mm-hmm.
judging. So lately
right.
I've been given insight, so that's helpful.
Let me, do you have pencil and paper, honey?
Yes.
Why don't you get that for me, and I'll give you some sayings and what was told to me from heaven. So
I'm all set.
Okay. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance. A flower. A key to my soul. Of never-ending love to myself. Do you want me to repeat that for you?
I think I have it. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul.
My soul. Ending perfect. Love to myself.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Try not to comprehend.
I don't get it. Yeah, it's hard. Okay.
Try not to comprehend.
All right.
Make no judgments. And delete yourself from understanding.
Okay.
When you're doing work and this energy is coming from you or to you, you're feeling God's love and you need to allow yourself to make no judgments. Try not to comprehend. And delete yourself from understanding, because nobody understands God. Allow yourself to bring in that energy without any provocation, without anything. Just use the love and compassion that you have in yourself, honey.
Okay.
Okay, very, very important to do, and allow yourself to be.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're cool.
God bless
you. You're quite welcome, honey. God bless you.
Okay,
bye-bye. So anyhow, when you're using these different energies, I think what you need to do, basically, is to allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to understand that you don't have to understand. The most beautiful part about it is that you need to realize that this energy is from heaven. And you don't have to work hard at it. You need to look through heaven's eyes Don't look through your own. Look through heaven's eyes. What I'm talking about is connecting to your heart. Going into the heart, you'll feel compassion. You'll feel non-judgmental. You'll feel like the whole world is opening up to you in a much different way. And I think it's very important for you to realize that the connection between you and God is through the heart, not through the mind. So the more you connect to your heart, the more you allow yourself to open up, the more you allow to do you are. Hello?
Yes, hi.
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 Hi, this is
Can you
Steve.
Hear me
Can
okay? I'm not sure.
Yes,
oh, hi. Yeah, I was looking for some energy. I'm hearing you work, and I'm interested in your having some healing done.
Can I get everybody to turn off their background radio,
you know,
please?
I have a kind of a serious problem, actually.
Okay.
And so what happened was that I kind of slid in. I had cancer, but I was doing really well. And somehow it stuck around me. And it's sort of got suddenly kind of worse. So I didn't know exactly what caused that. And I have abuse issues in the past, but a lot of that I'm...
Hello? Hello?
Oh, there's some here. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Do I turn it off completely or what? It's really
You just disconnected for about 10 seconds. You'll have to repeat what you said 10 seconds ago.
Right. Okay. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Because it's very low, but I didn't let us see that, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing fine, honey. You can talk to me.
Okay, great. I guess I had trouble. My computer was on low, but you guys could hear it. I have this cancer smack by me.
Okay, so now what you're telling me is, if this is what I'm hearing, that you've got cancer, is that what you're telling me, Jen?
Yeah, I have it. I've had it for about 3 years. I'm going to my fourth year, but it got out of hand lately, you know.
Okay.
And so it's all in the, you know, in the lymph nodes in the lower abdomen, you know.
In the abdomen, dear?
Yeah.
Okay. What we're going to do, very simple, are you standing or sitting?
Sitting.
Are you? You're sitting. Good, dear. What we're going to do is that we're going through your heart.
Okay.
We're opening your heart now. Allow yourself to let go. You're doing great, honey. Just allow that to go. That's wonderful. Good. Keep your mind clear, honey. Just allow it to clear. You're doing magnificently well. You should be able to feel yourself being grounded. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good, honey. Good. Just allow that to happen. You should be able to feel yourself going into your gut. Can you feel that?
Yeah, actually.
Good. What we're going to do is allow everything to go. What we need to do is allow you to feel the energy of love and compassion going through your body. And allowing it just to fulfill and fill the love and light that's coming down from heaven for you. That's great. If you shut your eyes, you will see darkness. And that darkness is getting lighter. And what we're doing is getting to the bottom part of the cancer. Some of it is already gone. Allow yourself to be free. That's it. Just allow yourself to be free. You're doing great. It's wonderful. keep your mind open, honey. Okay. There's a big cylinder of light right in front of you. Can you feel the energy in front of you?
Yeah, I can actually see it.
Okay. Would you do me a favor, honey? I need you to walk in the center of that light. So it's about 4 feet in circumference. Just walk, and I'll tell you when to stop. Is that okay?
Okay. Can I do it mentally?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. How does that feel to you?
I'm almost there. It's a little bit. There's a lot of energy that it seems to be clearing.
Yes. Yes. How does that feel, dear?
Well, there's a lot, but there's a lot of action.
There's a lot of what, honey?
Action. Like, there's a lot of stuff moving.
Good. Allow that light to fill your body completely. Don't even give it a second thought. Just allow that light to fill you. That's it. You're doing really great. Don't be so skeptic, just allow things to go. How does that feel to you? Hello?
It's still working.
Good.
So there's an action going.
That's okay. That's fine. It's not going to hurt you, dear.
Yeah.
Okay, we're right in the center of all your issue. What I need you to do is just let go. That's it. You should be able to feel that light building up in the center of your body. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I can.
Wonderful. That's really great. That's really, really great. How does that feel to you?
Pretty good.
This is going to be a little longer because cancer takes a little bit longer to get to.
Yeah. It's a fight. This thing up and down.
Excuse me?
It got past me. I thought I was on top of it.
You are on top of it. The issue is that you need to let go, honey.
Okay.
Let go of it more. Don't try to control it. God's doing the controlling. I'm just telling you where the energy is.
Okay.
That's it. Now it's clearing more. You should be able to feel yourself becoming more grounded. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. As you're letting go, honey, as you're giving up control, you're gaining control.
Yeah, I do. I have a problem with doing that, actually.
I know that, honey. I know that. That's why I'm trying. Let me try to explain this to
you.
And I'll do it slowly for you. By giving up control, by giving up the control that says, I can heal myself, what you're doing is you're making a connection to God, and He will heal you. You don't have to work hard at it.
Oh,
you need to allow yourself, that's it. You need to allow yourself to let go. By giving up control, you gain control. That's it. All right, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to say, I breathe in the breath of God. You're right in the center of everything. Just breathe that right in. I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. You should be able to feel that just flowing away now. How does that feel to have that kind of energy in you?
Yeah,
it's
sort of a blue one.
I breathe in the breath of God. Excuse me?
It's a darker blue.
Just allow yourself, I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. The more you breathe that in, can you feel yourself freeing up?
Not yet. It's just like, you know, like the tight, I can feel it, the tightness of it.
Okay, what I'm doing, what we're doing, honey, is that's freeing up right now.
Yeah.
You're working too hard.
It shows up like that, like how it is that shows up before it releases.
Allow yourself the love that's coming to you. What you need to do, I breathe in the breath of God. Allow that energy to go through your system. I breathe in the breath of God. You're doing great.
Thank you, Sam.
Don't fight so much, honey. Don't fight so much. Allow yourself to be free. Be gentle. That's it. You should be able to feel your gut opening up an awful lot. Can you feel that?
Yeah, it's beginning.
Yeah, but you need to allow yourself to be gentle. I know this is a whole new technique for you, but allow it to work. Allow it to do what it needs to do. That's it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Allow it just to work. You're asking to be healed, and you're being healed, so you need to allow yourself not to be afraid.
Okay.
That's it. Okay, you should be able to start feeling yourself going into nirvana. Can you feel that?
Something, yes. Yes, something.
You're allowing yourself to trust yourself. You're doing great, honey. That's it. Just trust yourself. You're doing absolutely marvelous. Love who you are. Do you have pencil and paper?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you a saying I received from heaven.
Okay.
Be not afraid of who you are. For who you are is what I am. Do you have that?
I have it.
Repeat that to me, please.
Okay. Be not afraid of who you are. Who you are is what I am.
What I am. you have to realize that we are complete energy. And complete energy has to be given up. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that we're all the universe. And I'll tell you how I found that out, is I was allowed to go into a cell of myself. And in the center of the cell was a complete universe. And I knew at that particular point that there was no separation between me and God, me and the universe, and me and my body.
Mm-hmm.
The only separation there was separation in my mind. Not with my heart, but with my mind. So you need to have everything in sync. Heart, mind, and body, and spirit all in sync. And the way you do that is just to let go, honey. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm sorry. I was thinking.
Hi, what happens with the energy? It gets so powerful that it just disconnects everything.
And
I'm terribly sorry about that. Can you hear me at all?
The energy gets so powerful
sometimes that it'll just disconnect everything.
I see.
I suspect that's what's happened. Just stay connected to yourself, and I think you're going to be fine.
Thank you so much. And I think you're right. The same with me. Very good. Very nice.
Did you feel better?
Yeah, I just, it's just all process. I'm just going
to long process, honey. That's what it is. I'm just trying to help you tonight with that process. So, I'm sorry that I got disconnected, but that's something that sometimes happens with energy. It just gets so profound and heavy that it'll actually cut itself off. So I gotta run, honey.
Okay, no problem.
Please call me next week, and we'll continue working with it.
Oh, great! Thanks, I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome, dear. Bye, bye.
Bye.
The energy is can be really remarkable sometimes. I've had lights go off in people's homes in Sweden when I would talk to them, and as soon as I would hang up, they came back on. So things do happen, and please forgive the backdrop of the noise. I'm trying to move around to keep the radio program going. About 10 of 7, so we have about 3 or 4 more minutes to go. But try to remember that you need to keep yourself flowing. You need to keep yourself open and allow yourself to feel the love that's around you all the time. It's very important to feel that and not to be overwhelmed. So that'll really work for you. It's really wonderful working with you guys tonight. As I said before, the energies can be used very profoundly, and we need to allow things to let go. And sometimes the more we let go, the energy becomes enormously powerful. And she was experiencing that. My telephone just shut right off, and I think hers did the same thing. So Don from BBS turned us back on again. It's about 9 minutes to 7, so I got about another 2 minutes, and then I'm going to have to go. Try to remember, the more that you give up, the more that you gain. Energy works in a process of elimination, so the more we eliminate, the more we give up, the more we will receive. And it's really, really important to do. So I think I'm putting in the program a little earlier. I'm outside. I'm trying to move around here to get the program going. I think we've done a wonderful job this evening. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.